Now that we have our shalyads, we have the tefillin on our arm, so the next thing we do is we put on the tefillin on our head, the tefillin shorosh. Now the tefillin on our head have to be positioned as follows. They have to be positioned completely above the hairline, provided you still have a normal hairline, not like me. And once you're balding, so then it's a different story. Then we go by the hairline the way it should be. But they have to be up to the hairline. The tefillin cannot be placed on your hair beneath the hairline. And the top of the tefillin cannot be higher up on your head than the place where a child's pulse beats, the fontanelle. And most people know where that is. They could feel it on their head. They know where that is. You know, there's a place where the skull comes together at the top of your head. It's called the fontanelle. So when you put on tefillin, the tefillin have to be beneath the fontanelle and above the hairline. So put on your tefillin shorosh and we'll look at them. Now, very often people have two problems with this, three problems with this. Number one is that they figure it's on my hair, so it's above my hairline, which is wrong because your hair extends, your hair extends beyond your hairline. Moshe and I, our hair does not. But everyone else,
because I got rid of mine yesterday.
Everyone else's hair extends beneath the hairline, so the tefillin have to be higher up than the end of your hair. They have to be placed above the hairline. And another problem that people encounter is that when you take a haircut, so you have a pile of hair all around you, and then that causes a situation that before your haircut, and you have all this hair around your head, so you need your tefillin to be enlarged. The straps have to have room for all that hair. And after your haircut, suddenly, rip, comes down to your nose. So that's not good. So we could take the time to learn how to enlarge and make smaller the tefillin shorosh. But try to keep your hair in check. I get a haircut every month. It's a good thing anyways. And that way things, you don't have to run into this. It's a little complicated to start playing around with the tefillin, with the straps. So we will do it today, but you should try to keep things like, keep them within the norm. If you don't, fine, so you'll know how to deal with it. Now the last point is that the knot in the back of the tefillin has to be on your head where there is hair, not on your neck. So the whole knot has to be on your head where there is hair. Now preferably, it should be where there's that little crevice in the back of your head. You feel in the back of your head, so when you go down, suddenly there's this little enclave. So either the whole knot should be in that enclave or the bottom part of the knot should be in that enclave. It's not so critical. The critical thing is that the knot should be in the back of your head, in the center of the back of your head, corresponding to the tefillin, which are in the center of the front of your head. And the knot in the back has to be where there's still hair. It has to be on your head and not on the nape of your neck. So I recommend you go to a 2-shekel store and purchase one of these mirrors. Don't work with those little baby mirrors. Do like me. Buy yourself a nice big mirror. Put it in your tefillin bag. It'll break about once or twice a year. But for 2-shekel, you could afford buying a new one. If you can put it in a nice case so it doesn't make shards of glass all over your talus or tefillin case, it's all the better. But get yourself a nice size mirror so that you can see it. I find it difficult to use such a small mirror. When I'm trying to estimate, are the tefillin shorosh placed directly corresponding to the bridge of my nose, directly between my eyes? It has to be, we said, above the hairline and directly between my eyes. So I find it much easier having a mirror the size of one of these books. I keep it in my tefillin bag. And like I said, I have one. I'll bring it in. It breaks once every half a year, and I buy another one for 2 or 5 shekel. You guys don't yet have kids, and Bezrat Hashem, you will have kids. But so far that you don't have kids, yours should last you probably a year or a year and a half before it breaks.